The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Sorry, I shouldn't apologize. Could be if the world is upside down. Many of us have upside days, upside down days. Could be 33 past the hour to you, even though it's 7 past the hour in reality. The presence of Jennifer Horn, the presence of Rich McFadden, the presence of Ken Kessler.
No, there are going to be presents here. This is great.
Isn't that nice?
You.
Sweet. Yeah. All right, here's
a
present from Warren Buffett's sister.
Oh.
Her name is Doris Buffett. She has the Sunshine Lady Foundation, which weighs requests for assistance from her brother.
So awesome.
She is the person who synthesizes, kind of like having a family foundation.
She spends his money.
Somebody's in charge of spending the money, finding worthwhile ways to help people out. So Doris Buffett's Sunshine Lady Foundation, working with her brother Warren, she tries to find people who have fallen on hard times and then help them. And the best way to help, as you know, is not... Clinton had a great line. Give them a hand up, not a hand out.
Yeah.
And that's what Buffett's philosophy is. And the people who are running some of these great foundations that, you know, some small, medium-sized companies have them, big companies have them. It's a tax dodge, and it's also a help, more importantly, to people or organizations, groups that need a lot of help. Can you imagine how many requests Warren Buffett gets on a daily basis for assistance of people who have that kind of money? Please help me because I have a need for fill in the blank. It's almost like one of these automated things, fill in the blank. What do you need and how much do you want? And I'm sure they're very careful about it because it would set a bad precedent to just be giving money away willy-nilly. And so he's very, very careful about it. And his sister is his, she's his big sister, older. And apparently he is a soft touch. That's why he told his sister, you have to look at these things. You know, everybody in the family is all taken care of forever and ever and ever and ever. And every child of every child of every child that is in that family forever and ever and ever are going to be taken care of because of the vast wealth that they have. And so he and Bill Gates decided to give away half of their money, wasn't it, a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
They never quite did that, but they gave away a lot of their money because it grows every year. Can you imagine? Let's take this, for example. Let's say, arguably, you're worth $40 million. All right? That's a round number. And you invested conservatively in bonds that return 4 or 5% a year. So you're going to have an income of around $2 million a year. Give or take. Let's say your living expenses are $1 million a year. So you've made two on your investments. You got one that you spend to live on, and the other one you put back into the fold and reinvest it. And so it becomes $41 million. And the next year it's $42 million, and you've never spent a drop of the $40 million. You're just spending the money that comes from making money. Now, just imagine. Put that up into Warren. I mean, you can say the same for $4 million, you can say the same for $400,000, say the same for anything. Buffett has $4 billion, or he's worth, he's worth $40 billion, I think, in actuality. But he was worth $50 billion, and he gave away 10 or 12 or 14 billion. But because he has that money and he keeps, even with bad investments, it would turn over a couple, $3 billion a year. So even if you give it, it's like swatting a fly or a bee in a hornet's nest. Okay, you knock off one, but there's so many there, there's going to be another one that comes right after you. It's like money sticking to you. You've got so much money that you can give it half away. Michael Milken, I think, taught me that when I remember interviewing him when he got out of jail. He'd started the Milken Foundation. He had $330 million when he went into jail. And he had to pay off his fines for insider trading. Remember that whole scandal? It was about 20 years ago.
Sure.
He had to pay $150 million in fines. Okay, so he still had $150 million. He went to jail for 3 years, and by the time he got out, he'd figured out how to make it worth another $300 million. So he gave the government $150 to pay the fines. He kept $150, and while he was in jail, he figured out how to make another $150. And that's the way it is. Money sticks to money. Oftentimes, if you have a lot of it. And so that's what's going on with Buffett and his family. And so you have all of these various things that the family is all involved in now, just protecting the money that they have. That's what all of the family does. Just protect the money that they have.
I'm sitting there looking at the Forbes top 10 richest list.
Yeah.
Bill Gates, $72 billion. Warren Buffett, $58 billion. Larry Ellison, $41 billion. Charles Koch, $36 billion. Mm-hmm. David Koch, $36
billion. Right.
Christy Walton and family, $35 billion. Jim Walton, $33 billion. I wonder why he's not included in family. Alice Walton, $33
billion. Sam Walton's kids.
S. Robson Walton, $33 billion. So they're all evil.
So the woman, the woman, the sister has more than the other three guys?
But it says Christy Walton and family. I don't know whether that means her family or the Walton family or what.
Yeah.
And then number 10, rounding it out, Michael Bloomberg, $31
billion. Wow. I can remember him. I knew him. A friend of mine worked for him when he first got started. I think I've told you this story about how he worked at Merrill Lynch. He had this idea for an info, the info system that now is bearing his name. And he went to the guys that were running Merrill Lynch and said, I need $1 million. And I'm going to, my budget needs to be $1 million because I'm going to develop this and it'll be a Merrill Lynch property. They said, nope, we don't think it'll work. So he went out on his own and he developed a scheme and he went back to Merrill Lynch. Or Merrill Lynch heard what he was doing. They came back to him and they offered him $30 million to be the seed, which he took, which is now worth... Who knows? What? But they didn't. They would have owned it if they'd have listened to him. He was 29 years old at the time. I think he's 69 now. But he has made, he's just a brilliant guy in many ways. But so aren't most of these people on that list, Richie, when you go right? Larry Ellison was the founder of, now it's out of my mind.
Let me get back here.
He's not a great human being. Buffett is a wonderful human being, and Gates, from all stories I've heard, is a wonderful human being. Ellison, not such a great guy. But he had some well-known computer gizmo gadget that he's responsible for. I can't remember. Kenny, you remember what Ellison is responsible for? It's probably
not.
It's something that it begins with an O.
Oracle.
Thank you. Bing, bang, boom. I got it. All right. So, there's a lot of these guys and women as well. Matter of fact, in a moment, we're going to go through a list of the 25 most powerful women in the world. And number one on the list may or may not surprise you.
It's me.
Ladies and gentlemen, it may be that we cannot stop time, but the bags, the puffiness, the wrinkles around your eyes, they do not need to be there. Thanks to Genucel, you can get rid of them naturally, no surgery. Because of stem cell therapy research, Genucel is there to get rid of the bags, the puffiness under your eyes, the lines, the wrinkles. It's really very, very, very effective stuff. And there are all kinds of things that have been put into this. A lot of research has been done. It's a deep firming serum. And when you touch it, you feel it. It doesn't feel like water. It doesn't feel like oil. It's very unique. I love putting it on my face. I do. I put it around my eyes, my face every day to try to get rid of those wrinkles. Sometimes you don't sleep a lot between this arm and this other stuff. Man, the last week or so, oof. Genucel is the product. Works in 12 hours. Get started with it by calling 800-543-9262. Instant effects. Bags. Puffiness gone. And when you mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a jar of the legendary SOT Collagen Builder coming free with your order. 800-543-9262. What a great way to service that wonderful face that you want to keep looking wonderful. People will talk about you. They'll tell you look great because you will look great. Guaranteed or your money back. Genucel. Get rid of the puffs, the bags, the wrinkles around your eye. 800-543-9262.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
You know Lumber Liquidators for having the best selection of flooring at the lowest prices. And right now, you can buy one floor and get 50% off another on their thickest and best Dream Home laminates. No games, no gimmicks, just huge savings off already ridiculously low prices. Plus, get great deals on pre-finished hardwood and Morningstar bamboo. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special financing is available. But hurry, this buy one, get one sale ends Tuesday, June 3rd.
I'm going to do this backwards. Normally, I'd start at the top and come down to the bottom, and I'm going to start at the bottom. I'm going to start at the top, number one, and then move from there on the list of the most powerful women in the world, according to this week's Forbes magazine. Angela Merkel, 59 years of age.
That makes sense.
Looks 69. She's been running Germany, and it's a tough job, same as being president of the United States. But she, according to this list anyway, it's not all about money. It's about power. Number two on the list is Janet Yellen, who just became the chief of the Federal Reserve here in America. I don't know that I can tell you. I don't know what to think about her. I don't know that much about her, frankly. She doesn't interest me, and so I guess I haven't pursued much. Melinda Gates, who is married to Bill Gates, not necessarily his love. There's a story behind the story with him and somebody much like Charles and Princess Di. Anyway, she's very philanthropic and has influence over him and what's going on in his global development work. So she's number three on the list. Number four is Dilma Rousseff, who is 66. She is the head of the she's actually president of Brazil, and as such, head of the country, has the seventh largest economy in the world. I don't know much about her, frankly, either. Christine Lagarde is the director of the International Monetary Fund and is a French lady. She's on the list at number five. At number six, Hillary Clinton. Don't need to say much about her in the list of the 25 most powerful. Mary Barra, who's the new CEO at General Motors, on the list is number seven. She's had some tough times lately. Mrs. Obama's number eight on the list of the most powerful women in the world. Sheryl Sandberg, who's CEO of Facebook, actually COO, right under Katzenberg. Let's see, she's number nine. Number 10 is Virginia Rometty, who is the person who runs IBM here. Very interesting. I look at her and I, it sounds sexist if I say that. She's kind of hard-looking. Does that sound sexist? Maybe a little. Gwen High Park.
I don't know if you comment the same on the list of most powerful men.
I might. Yeah, I might. Yeah, frankly. Anyway, this lady's president of South Korea. Number 12 is Susan Wojcicki, who is the founder. I'm sorry, not the founder. She's the CEO of YouTube. She's 45 and is someone who a lot of people listen to, frankly. Indira Nooyi is the president of Pepsi-Cola. She's 58. She's done extraordinarily well there. Oprah Winfrey is number 14 on the list of the most powerful women in the world. And Irene Rosenfeld, who runs Mondelez. I don't know what that company is. It's a craft company. That's what it is. So she's number 15 on the list.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Through the top five songs from this date, 1987, from the week, last week of May, 1987, at number five, song very unfamiliar and very un-Fleetwood Mac-ish, even though it is Fleetwood Mac. The song is called Big Love. Love, looking out for love, Big Love. Number five.
I remember it.
You do? I don't.
I do.
Yeah.
Not a big Fleetwood Mac fan, so...
I like some of their stuff, but this isn't one of them. I don't remember this, and I don't like it. So let's keep moving. Number four this week in 1987 belongs to Atlantic Star.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful symphonic music regime.
On the dance floor at all the clubs in Georgetown when I was whatever years old.
Yeah.
This is the late night 2 a.m.
Steal the Deal song.
Mm-hmm. You got it. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here song.
Yeah. Really? That's what you thought when you heard this play?
Ah. Well, they would always play this like at 2 a.m. when they're closing the bars down and get that last slow dance with the girl you've been talking to all night. So. Whenever you say Atlantic Star,
yeah,
you're going to get something like that. I mean,
that sounds like a tourist bus company.
Yeah.
It goes into Atlantic City.
I don't remember this song at all. I
do.
The last one, but not this one.
All right, let's get to number three then.
Lady
Here we go.
Christopher.
Another one.
Yeah, we're talking.
This is, what's his face, his wife standing over the register. That's what this song is all about. That's Steven Seagal was married to, I can see her, but I can't remember her name. What was that the lady's name that he was married to that stood on the grate in this movie? Come on.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Kelly LeBrock. No.
Yep. No, yeah. I think you're right. Yeah, I think it was LeBrock. Yeah, I think you're right. Yep. Right, Kenny? You're saying nothing, but I think we're right there, aren't we?
I was trying
Kelly
to
LeBrock, yeah.
Look it up.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Steven Seagal's got a whole list of wives.
Really?
Yeah. Kelly LeBrock. Adrian LaRussa.
Yeah.
Miyako Fujitani.
Really?
And Erdenetia Seagal.
What do they have in common?
They're all women.
They used to be his wife. Hey, why would a woman hang around with a guy like that?
Hey. He's got lots of money. He's a big martial arts guy. And,
this is big now. All right. Christa Berg, number three this week, 1987. Number two, Kim Wilde.
Oh, yeah.
Remake. Cover song.
Wow.
Don't remember this either.
I do.
It was a big hit.
Yeah, but not because of her.
Well, sure, another, she's the one who sang it.
Well, no, but there was another, the original one.
Just a priest.
Yeah. I don't think this even holds a candle for that. Good Lord. But obviously, well, I may have been in the minority at that point. Because
people who made
the
hit in 1987 probably barely even
didn't know
about
who the Supremes were 20 years before.
Ah, oh, now you're hitting gold here.
Number one.
Yes.
You too.
Stop.
Good song.
That's me. I admit
with
it.
Or Without You, number one during this week in 1987 as we review just for fun. Listen to all the fun we've had here in the last 4 minutes going through these top five songs, remembering or not, liking or not. What about you? What did you think about the Fleetwood Mac song Big Love or Atlantic Star Always? Christa Berg, The Lady in Red, number two, Kim Wilde, You Keep Me Hanging On, and this one by U2, With or Without You, number one during this week in 1987 here on Good Day. Hey, crank it, Richie, if you feel to crank it up.
I absolutely feel like it. Jennifer, my hands are tied.
That's how I like it.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Jason Ray noticed a blue birthmark had appeared on his forehead in the shape of the Geico Gecko. Jason felt compelled to switch his car insurance to Geico and save hundreds of dollars with great discounts. By nightfall, the birthmark had disappeared. Jason's wife, Jeannie, thinks it was probably just blueberry jam from breakfast. Jason prefers to believe otherwise.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Glasses on, it's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our name.
There are stations in Arizona, I believe in Utah, and in Texas, if I'm not mistaken. I think there may be one other state called the highway stations.
I love those. There's one in California.
There's one in California. That is one in
1999.
Yep. Well, actually, they're all along. They're in areas that are, shall we say, not exactly heavily populated.
Yeah, the highway is between L.A. and Vegas.
Right. Well, there's another highway that goes between Vegas and areas of Phoenix out in Arizona and stuff. And I used to listen to it all the time when I had that land in Arizona. I thought it was nicely done. It was an interesting concept. And so when I hear the highway with our song about things here that are a part of the good life and the good day.
Letting us follow along your train of thought here. I was getting lost for a second.
Really?
All right. So anyway, when you hear the highway and the name and the song,
when you think of
the highway,
when I think of highway, the radio station, their local office, their broadcast site is in Barstow Station.
Yes, it is Barstow.
And they have it next to, like, it's a McDonald's, and they sell, you know, it's like a little food shop, and then the radio station's upstairs. It's very cute.
Right, and they all have lots to eat. Yeah. Very cool.
It must drive you nuts, though, to smell French fries all day. I mean, how can you not just want them all day long?
When I'm on the tractor, when I'm on my tractor in the summertime, we mix cooking oil with diesel fuel, and that's what it smells like.
Don't you want French fries when you smell them all day?
Listen.
I used to have a car dealership that I bought cars from, and the dealership was right next to the bakery for one of the giant grocery chains stores.
Yeah.
Oh my God! You just gained weight just sitting there for an hour. It was smelled so good.
Yeah. Bill Murray is in the news today.
Yeah.
If you have a party and you'd like to have somebody crash it,
How'd you like to have Bill Murray be the crasher? That's actually what happened. He wasn't exactly invading a bachelor party over the weekend. He was sort of a last-minute invitee, according to the story at DougStefan.com. There's a blog that reported one of their readers was on hand for a visit, a surprise visit, and reported back with details and a video, which has some rough language in it. 20 of my buddies, according to the blogger, from Boston College got together in Charleston for EJ's bachelor party. Our friend EJ's getting married. At one point during dinner at this steakhouse, one guy goes to the bathroom downstairs and sees Bill Murray sitting with some people with a fishing vest on. We talked to the waiter to see if we could send him some drinks, to which Bill said, no, sorry. One of my buddies then went down and asked him if he'd come up and say a few words for EJ and got a no thanks as well. My buddy came back dejected, tells us he's not going to come up, it won't happen. 2 minutes later, Bill Murray walks into the room and speaks to the group. So he's very, very distant. He's not a warm guy. He doesn't like, he's very
funky. He is if you know him. Yeah. His friends will say he's the greatest guy in the world.
Yeah.
So do you think he's naturally weird, or do you think that he thinks of ways to be weird?
Both.
I think Richie's probably right. A little of both. He spoke and they all laughed. He continued, and he was a little bit crude, apparently. He said bachelor parties are not for the groom, they're for the unmarried.
Absolutely.
Right.
Anyway, apparently he bought the, bought them, the couple, a ticket to travel around the world or something.
No. Part of his toast was...
get married and take a trip.
No, if you meet a woman you love...
Yeah.
Take her on a trip around the world.
Mm-hmm.
If you still love her when you get back, get married.
Boy,
at the airport.
Really?
Yeah.
There's an idea. I'll have to think about that one, Richie. All right, so anyway, there's the Bill Murray story. The story at DougStefan.com. It's nice. You got to get a surprise. Anytime we're surprised. We love surprises.
I have to tell you this, guys. This is the story. We're in Washington, D.C. Part of being in Washington, D.C. is you get interviewed 3 or 4 times a year by people who work for the government, interviewing friends or neighbors or acquaintances of yours applying for a job.
Yeah.
So I had such an occasion yesterday where somebody came in and they interviewed me about this person who was applying for a job. And we got to talking because he saw a picture of G. Gordon Liddy in my office, and he talked about celebrities that he had met when he lived in California. And one of those celebrities that he said, great guy, Bill Murray, good guy, funny guy, blah, 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 very, you know, very, blah, blah, blah. Bill Shatner, not so much.
Really?
Yeah, and I was shocked. I didn't say anything, but I was shocked when he said that, because he rolled off a couple of guys, you know, this guy's nice, this guy was nice. William Shatner, not so much.
I think it's all in how you meet him in the circumstance.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, because knowing, I mean, I've never met him, but knowing what I know about him with you guys.
He was really warm and friendly, but, you know.
Right. Mm.
Well, I don't know. I think they're all, everybody knows and feels differently about people depending on how you know them. And that's just it. Whether it's people you love, it's people that you're next door neighbor.
Right. And you have to think about who gets approached all the time. Someone Shatner
exactly.
Gets approached all the time.
And then, you know, you have to be on all the time for people to walk away and go, he's a great guy.
And taking pictures.
I mean, sometimes you just, you know, you're tired and I don't feel like being the outgoing friendly. I just, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Oh, that guy was a jerk.
Yeah. Well,
you heard the Wendy's story about Bill Murray, haven't you?
No.
Somebody was in Wendy's and they got their little tray of food, and as they're heading out, Bill Murray walks up, looks at them, takes a fry off of their tray, and says, "No one will ever believe you."
That's a great line. That is. That's probably true. All right. Speaking of beliefs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, if you're intrigued by somebody else's behavior today, perhaps we can dig around in that a bit with our mind manifester and his daily manifesto, Uri Geller. Will join us in just a moment here on Good Day.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Granger, Granger, Granger. When you think safety, think Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Bob DiRico-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. A New York man has filed a lawsuit in a Manhattan court for $2 undecillion. That amount, which is a 2 with 36 zeros after it, is more money than exists in all the world. He claims his finger became infected after he was bitten by a dog, and he's suing the dog's owners, New York City, two hospitals, a department store, a bakery, and 1,000 other people. The lawsuit, contained in 22 handwritten pages, may be the most frivolous lawsuit ever filed. Not surprisingly, the man is representing himself, probably so he doesn't have to pay a huge contingency fee to a lawyer. Let's be fair, there are at least a gazillion reasons why this lawsuit should be thrown out of court. But that doesn't mean it won't cost someone. The man has filed at least 20 other lawsuits over the past 10 years, and somehow the courts keep letting him do this over and over again. Learn how frivolous lawsuits cost all of us. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Memorial Day weekend is here, and if you're thinking of buying a car, go to TrueCar.com. Hey, it's Leah. Last month, over 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. Yes, TrueCar is changing car buying forever. TrueCar helps car buyers get rid of the fear they might have of overpaying. So when you're ready to buy a car, just follow three very easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people pay for the car you're looking at. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. The third step is simple. Just print out that TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better hassle-free car buying experience. Every day, TrueCar.com users receive negotiation-free, guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
Being there matters. In your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
No way! Hey, I'm American Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions that secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Right now, you'll find fantastic deals on value-sized packs of Simply Lemonade, Italian Rose Fresh Salsa, Dixie Paper Plates, and more, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club to get your savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
How do you know the used car you're getting is good? One you can really trust? Well, start with KBB.com's most trusted car brand, backed by an extensive limited warranty. And you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. So get going while the getting is good. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details. Based on 2013 Brand Image Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for information.
I can't believe you bend your words like you're together spoons. Not quite safe here. And every judgment seems to smack of doom. Are you okay? I'm just fine. You take me, no need or ever find.
Hurry
Gary Geller is with us at 16 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Murray lives in England and in Israel, travels around the world, entertaining people, motivating people, encouraging people to be their best. It's something that we all strive for. You found it in most of your life. You've encouraged other people. You've taught me a lot in the years that I've known you. Isn't it interesting? I sometimes wonder, when you're friends and lovers, whether it's important for it to be a two-way street. I was trying to think all the things that you have imparted in me, wisdom-wise. I'm wondering what I have imparted in you. I don't know. That came to my mind in a vulnerable moment here. I mean, it isn't like you're always looking for something from somebody else. But when you have a good relationship, you, once in a while I think, okay, so I love this guy and I love his company and he teaches me a lot. What the heck does he get from being a friend of mine? And then that comes back to me thinking I'm moderately insecure because I'm thinking I have nothing to offer. Well, you have everything to offer, which isn't true. I guess I actually do have a lot to offer, but I just wonder sometimes about those things. You ever wonder about those things?
Look, Doug, actually, I'll just correct you because I learn from a lot of people all the time. I learn from friends, from people I meet, you know, throughout my journeys around the world. I learn a lot from kids. I learn a lot from different fields of life. For instance, I learn a lot from sports individuals, from politicians, from singers, actors, and so on. But from you, Doug, I learn more about true friendship. And that is a massive lesson. And that's a constant lesson. It's ongoing. The power of love, the power of energy, the fact that we are both, and with all our friends and relatives, we are attached to each other with a spiritual, although it's invisible, but I believe that there is a bond between us. There is a thread that I call a spiritual invisible thread through which we can transmit the power of love, the power of wisdom, and so on. So every time we speak, you know, you tell me things. Sometimes you think that what you're telling me is trivial, but I don't see it as trivial. I think it's very important. I look at the way you act, you work, what you present, what you preach, the aura around you, the way you handle your farm. I mean, come on. How can you even think that I'm not learning from you?
Well, the cows need attention. Come on over. Need a lot of attention. So, you're going to be speaking at Oxford. I am remembering a very fond moment when Michael Jackson spoke at the Union. I was there with my daughter Megan when she was a student at Oxford. And I was thinking how many times, as you told me you were going to speak there, you have done that over the years because you're local. People love the local folks. They're looking for somebody very special all the time. There are things going on there that seem to isolate. Oxford, Cambridge, some of these great institutions seem isolated, but yet there are things that go on there, as you are telling us, we were talking off the air about something going on there that brings all of it into focus, the real world versus that academic insulation that some people feel often.
Well, first of all, you know, the Oxford Union and the Cambridge Union are very old establishments, and they invite speakers either to debate or just to give them lectures. Some of the speakers, you know, from Mother Teresa to President Clinton to the presidents and prime ministers of the world and Nobel Prize winners, they all want to go to speak in the Oxford Union because it's, first of all, you meet amazingly inspiring students, and it's very prestigious. And I have an engagement in the Oxford Union next week. And actually, what's going on here, the headlines are screaming almost daily, things like this: Oxford Union boycott after president returns despite police investigation into rape allegation. And already a string of keynote speakers have pulled out of addressing the Oxford Union, as probably a pressure is growing on them and others. because the president was reinstalled despite being investigated by police over rape allegations.
So the president of the Oxford University is suspected of being a rapist?
President is just accused. This is the president of the Oxford Union. And my reaction is this, because there are quite a few speakers who are sticking to their guns. I mean, there is a very well-known...
But you can figure out what's going on in the guy's head where most other people can't. So you're going to appear, right? You're going to go.
Well, we'll talk about it next week when I come back.
I want you to go. I think you should go. Make a statement.
I'm going.
You need to go. And then put people in their place for wanting to boycott because they don't have all the facts yet. It's just an accusation. Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
A day of mourning and reflection at UC Santa Barbara as an entire community comes together in the aftermath of tragedy. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters, an emotional memorial held at the University of California, Santa Barbara, to remember the six students killed in last Friday's bloody rampage near campus. Elliot Rogers stabbed three people to death in his apartment and then drove through the college town of Isla Vista, shooting and killing three other students and wounding 13 others before turning the gun on himself. At the memorial late yesterday, the university's chancellor, Henry Yang, spoke about how the community has come together.
The last few days have been dark ones, but we are moved by the compassion and the courage we have witnessed.
The father of one of the victims also spoke at the memorial. Richard Martinez addressed the issue of gun violence, asking the crowd to send a message to politicians.
Then when I raise my hand, I want you to shout so loud that they're going to hear you. Are you with me?
Yeah!
Not one more! Not one more!
The memorial service was organized by students, staff, and faculty with counselors on hand to meet with students. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love Oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
On Wall Street, a good day for the markets. The S&P up 11 points yesterday, ending the session at another record high of 1912. This marks the index's 12th record close this year. The Dow with a 69-point gain to 16,675. NASDAQ up by 51. President Obama has laid out plans for troops in Afghanistan.
At the beginning of 2015, we will have approximately 9,800 U.S. service members in different parts of the country.
In a statement at the White House yesterday, the president noted the U.S. will end combat operations in Afghanistan by the end of this year. Remaining troops will continue training Afghan security forces and advising on counterterrorism efforts. Most of the remaining troops will be pulled out by the end of 2016. An update on the wildfire burning in southern Alaska. 5 buildings on the Kenai Peninsula are gone thanks to the Funny River wildfire. Authorities say the 4 cabins and 1 outbuilding were not being used. The fire now up to over 182,000 acres and is at 30% containment. A big portion of the fire is burning in the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge. Fire officials say crews haven't touched that area as yet. Closing notes, we have a few of them for you. First, Powerball. The multi-state lottery played in 43 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Jackpot for tonight's drawing, a healthy $152 million. We remind you that the odds of matching all the numbers to hit Powerball, about 1 in 175 million. But that's better than no chance. Elsewhere, we have more than 280 contestants between the ages of 8 and 15 going at it in the annual Scripps National Spelling Bee taking place in Maryland. Preliminary rounds today, semifinals and finals to be held tomorrow. It all comes down to spelling those words without hearing the dreaded ding. There it is. That's the ding. And finally, there's a young man, age 19, who's about to embark on quite a trip. Matt Guffmiller wants to become the youngest pilot to fly around the world solo.
I read an article about a guy from California that was going to do it, and he ended up being 21. And I read the article and just thought, you know, gee, I could do that. Started looking into it, found a plane, now I'm going
to
do it.
And Matt plans to take off from California today, making about 20 stops in 5 different continents around the globe. The MIT sophomore tells us about his plane.
It's a 1981 Beechcraft A36 Bonanza. It's a little single-engine 6-seater. I'm taking 4 of the seats out to add extra fuel tanks. It'll go about 3,000 miles at a time and about 200 miles an hour.
Best of luck to Matt, who hopes to have his trip completed in about 40 days, at which time he can award himself about 27,000 frequent flyer miles. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Hey gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi everybody, I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink, or a protein shake, or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will too. And now you can get them all at jasonlewisteam.com. youngevity.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to jasonlewisteam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's jasonlewisteam.com.